Let's go ahead and jump over to chapter 3. It says in verse number, we could read the whole book of Hebrews tonight, but we don't have time, right? So I'm just trying to hit some key highlights to help us understand who Jesus is, and specifically the fact that Jesus is God. He's not just a prophet or a teacher. And, you know, I can't even count how many people, you know, I just talking to a Roman Catholic, and they just said, well, you know, Jesus is a, you know, he's a great teacher, he's a great prophet, but did not believe that he's God, didn't believe, you know, even though the Catholic Church would say that they believe that, you know, individual Catholics, their beliefs are like all over the place, right? It's kind of just like choose your own beliefs. You like candles and stained glass and incense, well, believe whatever you want and come on down, you know. Just have something juicy ready for the priest in the confessional booth and you'll be all right. But it says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, I'm just saying, look, a lot of people believe Jesus is a good teacher. That's not going to get you to heaven. Oh, I love and respect Jesus and his teachings, you know, and Buddha. But that's not salvation. We got to believe Jesus is the Son of God. You got to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. You got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. So the Bible says in...